Each time you do, remember me. Take this cup I fill for you, and as you do, remember me. This cup is the new covenant I'm making with you. Take it, drink it. Each time you take this love I've given to you, and as you do, remember me. I was guilty with nothing to say, and they were coming to take me away, when a voice from heaven was heard, and it said, let him go, take me instead. Oh, I should have been crucified, and I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. That crown of thorns, the spear in his side, and the pain in mine. Those rusty nails were meant for me, yet Christ took them and let me go free. And I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, your Jesus, God's Son, God's Son, took my place.
According to Luke, Jesus said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Luke continued to say that Jesus said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you."
Our scripture today is Mark 15, verses 25, 33, 34, and 37. "And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour."
"And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,' which is being interpreted, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?' And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost."
Day one they found him guilty and sentenced him to die. When the crowd had heard the news, they shouted, "Crucify!" Crowned with thorns, they mocked his name and sealed him in a cross. He hung there till his dying breath. Day one, all hope was lost.
Day two is still and quiet. The crowds had all gone home. His broken body in the tomb, sealed with the soldier's stone. Believers who had followed him wept and questioned why. Seeds of doubt and fear take hold. Day two disciples hide.
Day three, the tomb is empty. The stone was rolled away. The angel of the Lord appeared when the women came, trembling out of fear and joy, amazed at what they find. They quickly ran to spread the word. Day three, he is alive.
Day one, the hill ran crimson red with blood to cleanse all sin. Day two reminds us to keep the faith when the doubt set in. What a difference one day makes from death to victory. The cross became an empty grave on day three. Day one, the hill ran crimson red with blood to cleanse our sin. Day two reminds us to keep the faith when the dust set in. cross became an empty grave. On day three, on day three.
And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in his way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God."
Crucified, my Lord, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you
You both know why you're here. It's been said that the man in the tomb is some sort of god. It's also been said he'll come back from the dead, and it may happen tomorrow. The Jews are afraid someone will try to steal the body, then say he rose from the dead. As soldiers, it's your job to make sure no one gets anywhere near the tomb. You are to give your very lives to make sure that doesn't happen, because if it does happen, you'll give your lives anyway. Is that clear?
Sir, yes, sir! Circle maneuver. Ready? Go! Move! Circle maneuver, retreat.
Are you about finished?
Aw, come on, Yol.
I've never seen you like this. What's wrong with you?
You heard Abrona. If we mess this up, we're dead.
Just lighten up a little bit, okay?
Okay. But I'm still the boss, right?
Yeah, you're still the boss, Navel.
Okay. So, what's the big deal with him anyway?
What do you mean?
Well, the Jews are afraid that he's gonna come back to life or something. I don't know exactly what's going on. You know, Captain Abrona, I've never seen him as upset as all that. What gives?
You don't know?
No, I don't know. Let me in on the secret.
Well, what do you think's going on?
Well, again, I do think that the Jews are afraid that somebody's going to steal the body, and then they're going to come back to life, and Jews don't want that.
And you don't think that's a big deal?
I don't understand why the Jews think it's such a big deal, or Captain Abrona. I'm not worried that anybody's going to come back to life, so why are the Jews?
If you don't know the answer to that, you've been hitting the old wineskin a bit too much lately.
All right, Mr. Smarty Tunic, why don't you just enlighten me then?
All right. Well, ever since this Jesus was born, somebody's been afraid of him. Remember when Herod had all those infants killed?
I remember the stories.
Well, it was because of him. Herod thought he was going to be killed or replaced. The way I heard it, three wise men came from the east looking for him, and Herod panicked.
So, I still don't understand why the Jews are afraid of him.
Jesus has performed a lot of what we would call miracles lately.
Sure, miracles. Tricks.
No, not tricks. Tricks are like, what goblet is a pea under, you know? What he did is nothing like that. It's said he fed at least 5,000 people with a few loaves of bread and two fish.
Well, I bet they didn't get much.
That's just it. They had all they wanted to eat. And after that, they picked up 12 baskets full of leftovers.
So, what happened after that?
Well, he's also brought people back from the dead. Actually brought them back to life.
Sure he did.
No, I'm serious. There was this guy, and I think his name was Lazarus. He'd been dead for 4 days, and his sister was upset because she thought Jesus could have saved him if he'd gotten there sooner.
And how did he do that?
He walked up to the tomb and said, "Lazarus, arise!" And out walked Lazarus.
Really?
Really. Pretty freaky, if you ask me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say that that's true, that he's legit. I still don't understand why the Jews are afraid of him, and Captain Abrona.
Well, remember when I said that they've been talking about him being a king? The Jews have been waiting for a Messiah, or king, and they don't think Jesus was him. But because of all the miracles and things Jesus did, now they're afraid they might have killed the Messiah, and everyone will see their mistake. Jesus was a Jew. He kept their Sabbath, but he kind of made people mad with the things he said. He called the temple his father's house. Actually called himself the Son of God. That's blasphemy as far as the Jews are concerned.
But I still don't see why they're afraid of him.
Here's the problem. When he was on the cross, the last thing he was talking to God, the last thing he said was, "It is finished," Right then, the curtain in the temple tore from top to bottom without anybody touching it. Scared the wits out of all the Jews. And the captain's upset because Jesus died sooner than he should have. The Jews didn't want him to die on the Sabbath, but something made him die soon before they had to break his legs. Pilate's not a Jew, but he's still scared. He thinks he might have done something he's going to be sorry for. That's why we're here. We're here to make sure nobody comes up and tries to make it look like he came back to life.
So, that does make sense. That makes a lot of sense. So, what about you? What do you think? Was he God? Was he the Son of God? Was he the Messiah? What was going on with him?
Well... Well, what do you think?
Wow. I just can't believe what happened here today. Can you?
No. Actually, I've been following Jesus for a while now. I do think he's the Son of God, like you said. He came to take us all to the promised land.
But why did he have to die to do it? Couldn't he have just taken people with him and left the ones that didn't want to go behind?
No, he couldn't. Do you know how the Jews make their sacrifices in the temple?
Yeah, they kill a bull or a lamb or something that's supposed to be perfect, and that's their sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Jesus had to do to save all of us. Sacrifices don't have to be made anymore because he died for our sins.
Huh. Well, I still don't understand. He loved me, even though I was a Jew? Even though I was not a Jew?
Sure did.
Really? Really? So, I don't know. Nobody's ever loved me like that. I've never been loved like that. Nobody's ever talked to me or treated me like that.
Yeah, nobody ever will either, except him.
So what are you going to do now? They gave us this money so that we wouldn't tell what really happened here. And they won't let us be soldiers anymore.
Well, I think I'm going to go see if I can find some of those guys he was teaching, see if I can learn more about them. How about you?
I don't know. I got a lot of thinking to do.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe I'll see you down the road.
All right. Take care.
You too.
You've already done enough for me.
From the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose.
I'm reading from Mark 16. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had just driven seven demons. She went and told them who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. And when they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe him.
Over the hillside, the sunrise is coming. Gentle and warm, it wakes up the day, reflecting his light, for Jesus is risen. Heaven and earth now join in the praise. Those who have seen him now are believers, and we who now by believing have seen.
Truth. I want to thank everybody, very emotional, excuse me, that took part today. We do have another glorious morning that we're looking forward to, and I can't wait for that. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what you've done for us, for coming here and dying. But thank you also for raising again. We have something to look forward to now. We have a hope that's going to live with us until you come again. Thank you for loving us, and thank you for dying for us. We pray in your name. Amen. Would you turn in your hymnals to hymn number 214? We have this hope. We have a second coming, and we're looking forward to that so soon.
We have this hope that burns within. Believe the time is here when the nations far and near shall awake and shout and sing, Hallelujah, Christ is King. We have this hope that burns within.
We'll be collecting a benevolent offering at the end of the service.